This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast, the number one spirituality podcast on iTunes. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm the UK's leading law of attraction expert, award-winning life coach, two times best-selling author, manifestation YouTuber, speaker, and badass spiritual queen. I'm here to help you awaken and turn your dream life into an abundant reality and help you create your positively wealthy life full of happiness, abundance, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are all doing well and you're having a fabulous start to your week. So today is an eclipse. It marks eclipse season. So we are literally entering into our first eclipse season out of two in 2024. The 25th of March today, when you're hopefully hearing this when this episode launches, it is the new moon eclipse in Libra. So, oh my gosh, where do I even begin? So much change is going to happen for us over the next 2 weeks. Eclipse seasons, I have a whole video on eclipse seasons, what to expect, what to do. So I'm going to link that below for you because that is like the definitive guide to eclipses that I would definitely recommend watching. But over the next 2 weeks, you can expect big changes in your life. Eclipses are shake-up, wake-up energy. They are karmic destined events. So you can pretty much guarantee by the 8th of April, when we have the end of eclipse season with the full moon eclipse, you will be exactly where you need to be. So don't panic. There is nothing to ever worry about with retrogrades or eclipse season. You are literally getting to where you need to be. So sometimes that can be like engagements, marriages, moving house, pregnancies, new beginnings, you know, like exciting things. And they can happen so quickly as well. And on the flip side, you can have things like breakups happen, divorces, and like you lose your job, you quit your job, you obviously leave your house to move house. So there can also be endings as well. But I definitely wouldn't panic. Eclipses can impact us so differently each and every time. So just allow it to be what it needs to be for you. But we are walking through a portal right now. We are walking into the next 6 months of our life. So what happens in this eclipse season is going to impact the next 6 months of our life as well. So no biggie, right? So it is definitely big energy that is happening over the next 2 weeks. But obviously, we've just had spring equinox on the 20th. We've just entered into a new astrological year on the 19th. We're moving into Aries season. So this is the few weeks of new beginnings. We are entering into a brand new energy, a brand new astrological year, a brand new you. So buckle up. You know, if you didn't listen to my last solo cast 2 weeks ago of how to up level, know you're on the right path and new identities, this would actually be a great podcast episode to listen to if you are feeling that new energy, new beginnings, and you're like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this? New beginnings are definitely nothing to fear. They are all positive, and this eclipse is getting you to exactly where you need to be. So ultimately, see this as a quantum leap. See this as an opportunity to be able to quantum leap over the next few weeks into your desired reality, into where you want to be. So this is a great time to get clear on what you want to manifest over the next 12 months, to evaluate, you know, your January goals that you set in January. Do they still feel in alignment to you? Do they still feel good? And most importantly, what do you want to manifest and cultivate over the next 12 months? So great opportunity, great time to get clear on this so that as we move through a eclipse season, you can journey towards and quantum leap and move towards and align with what it is you want to manifest over the next 12 months, but obviously the next 6 months as well with this eclipse season. So shall we get started with today's episode? Hell yes. So this has come highly requested for a while because I talk about this a lot in my work and I think it can cause some confusion around people being like, I don't know what to do. Now I do speak about this in my books as well, in my 5-step manifestation process, which features on my YouTube, here on this podcast, in all my books, and basically everything I freaking do. So do go and revisit those 5 steps if you are wanting to know more. And today's episode really resonates with you because it is the 5th step. And we're going to be talking about the 5th step today and the art of receiving. We're going to be talking about your relationship with receiving. And we're going to be talking about how we can block our manifestations with our relationship of receiving, how a lack of receiving is blocking exactly what you want coming to you. So receiving is still a step, very much in old law of attraction teachings. I know I learned this when I first found it 8 years ago. Receiving is very much kind of spoken about as, you know, the last step of woohoo, your manifestation's here, let's celebrate. Oh my God, like you can, you know, express gratitude now, all is well, your desire is here. And this really confused me as I went along my own manifestation journey because I was then feeling like, well, that's all very good and well, but my desire is not here yet, Rhonda. So where the heck is it? And I, you know, as I gone along my manifestation journey over the last 8 years, obviously I've learned a wealth of wisdom, hence why I've written 4 books and counting, and obviously share all of this wisdom with you. So I cultivated my 5 steps, the law of attraction, back in 2018 when I wrote my first book, Spiritual Queen. And I accumulated all this data of what worked, what hadn't worked, what had worked for me, what had worked for my clients, what really hadn't worked for me along the process, and where I could break it down even more tangibly for people, because it felt like going from believe to receive, obviously the 2nd step of the traditional 3 steps and the 3rd step, was this huge leap of like, I ask my desire, I believe, whoa, then I receive. And it's like, well, what the heck happens in the middle? Like, how do we get there? And I found myself getting so blocked along that process because I didn't have the 2 extra steps, which I teach in my work, the 3rd step being trust and the 4th step being let go. So I've done so much work on both of those steps, even here on this podcast, you can go and listen to those episodes. But essentially, I want to focus on the receiving step today. I want to focus on step 5 because it is still a step. And I think people very often see it as this end goal and they see it as like, woohoo, my desire is here. I don't need to do anything. Well, it's actually the complete opposite. It is still a step. And there is almost like a part 1 to receiving the 5th step. There's almost like a part 1 and a part 2. So part 2 is absolutely, yes, you've received your desire. Abundance is here. You can express gratitude and celebrate. But how do we tap into the energy of receiving? How do we get into the flow and art of receiving? And it is an art. And it is a step. And this is where I myself went so wrong on so many occasions with my desires because I wasn't allowing myself to receive. I was essentially going along, ask, believe, trust, let go, and then just hoping it would turn up. And your relationship with receiving is really where I want to start with this because this was what unlocked so much for me. So if we go back sort of like 4-ish years when I was manifesting, of course I was manifesting things. Of course I was getting some results because, you know, I've been doing this work a long time. But really, you know, in terms of my level of abundance or what that looked like or, you know, receiving as a whole, it still felt quite forced and I was kind of seeing hit and miss results and feeling frustrations around, you know, tapping into my divine feminine energy, balancing this and really allowing myself to be met and supported with the universe. So trust, the trust step does come into this conversation around receiving as well, for sure. So I noticed I was having these hit and miss results. I was feeling frustrated that it wasn't easy. I was like pushing and like forcing a lot and, you know, seeing results, of course, but not the results in the areas I really wanted those results in. So then I decided to look at my relationship with receiving. And oh boy, did this uncover a lot for me, a freaking lot. And I would, you know, I used to at birthdays and Christmases, you know, when I'd get gifts off my loved ones, you know, I'd feel like weird. And like I'd be so grateful that they had given me these lovely gifts, but at the same time I would feel like, oh, this is weird. Like, I just feel so weird receiving this. And I much prefer buying gifts to people, thinking about what they'd really love, wrapping them and seeing their expressions as they open them. But when it was my turn to do that, I was like, whoa, this feels so uncomfortable and so weird. Now, that was the start of the journey into my relationship with receiving, because I was giving in my work, giving in my personal life, giving gifts, and not allowing myself to truly receive. I wasn't allowing the universe to meet me halfway. I wasn't allowing myself to receive the things that I wanted to manifest more than anything. So as you can see, it sparked an inquiry within me of, why do I struggle to receive? And a question that I ask in a lot of my talks, because when I explain the five steps, I'm like, you need to understand there's two parts to step five of receive. I say to people, or I ask people, you know, how often do you allow yourself to receive? Whether that's receive support, receive love, receive gifts, receive money. Look at your relationship around receiving. Does it feel comfortable to you to receive? Does it feel good to receive? Or does it make you cringe like it did with me? Did it make you feel uncomfortable? And look at different areas of how you're receiving. So how do you receive gifts at birthdays and Christmases? How do you receive money? How does it feel to receive money? How does it feel to receive a hug? How does it feel to receive support from a stranger, for example? How does it feel to receive help around the house? So there are lots of different areas that we receive in. And if you're in the manifestation membership, then wink, wink, April's theme is going to be so on point for you. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, Amber, it's like you read my mind. So if you're in the membership, when I come to tell you and this month's group call, guess what the theme is? You are going to know what the theme is, because wink, wink, it is receiving. And the doors to the manifestation membership do open up from the 1st of April to the 14th of April. So if you listen to this podcast and you're like, Emma, oh my gosh, you've hit the nail on the head. I want to improve my relationship with receiving. Get in the membership this month. We're doing it in April. So there is a massive hint and big sneak peek for you there. I don't normally do that, but I will be talking more about the membership, obviously, when the doors are open from the 1st of April. But sneak in, get into receiving month if you're like, oh my gosh, this is me. I need to work on this. So where can we see other blocks of receiving? So obviously I saw it in terms of like how I felt when I was receiving gifts. And then I thought, well, how does this impact my receiving relationship with abundance? Because I'm clearly seeing results with my manifestations, but surely this must have a knock-on effect. And oh boy, does it, for sure. When I worked on my relationship with receiving and working on the blocks, oh my gosh, my abundance just like skyrocketed. Like the level of abundance, how it felt, how easy it was as well. And all I did was allowed myself to receive. Wild, right? But it can be so hard for us to even tap into that and know where to start and know how to build that relationship. So definitely my first tip with this is invite yourself this week to allow yourself to receive a little bit more. Open the invitation, set the intention of, I want to open up to receiving more this week. And then as those opportunities come up, whether someone offers to buy you a cup of tea or make you a cup of tea or help around the house, or they're going to gift you some money this week randomly, instead of just thinking, you know, like, oh my God, how is the first thing I can reject this? So a great example I give of this is, you know, when you're out with a friend or a loved one and they're like, oh, let me get lunch. I am always the person that's like, are you sure? Like, I don't mind going half. I don't mind getting this. Like, honestly, like, are you sure? Like, I'm happy to pay. Instead of just being in that moment, a wholehearted, thank you, that would be amazing. Or, wow, like, thank you so much. That's very generous. Thank you. Of course. So instead of just in that moment, wholeheartedly receiving, I would always be like, are you sure? Like, I don't want to seem rude. And that's the ex people pleaser in me as well. So stop yourself in those moments. When these opportunities come up this week to receive more, because they will, because you're going to set that intention, stop yourself in that moment and allow yourself to wholeheartedly receive. Don't let yourself default into, how can I counteract this? How can I reject this? How can I prove that I'm willing to give as well? Wholeheartedly receive in that moment. Give yourself permission to receive, because you deserve whatever it is the opportunity is being presented to you to receive. You've asked for it. The universe is giving you these opportunities. And as we know with like intuition and meditation, it's a muscle. So the first time you do wholeheartedly receive and just say, thank you, that's lovely, thank you, instead of creating an excuse of why you shouldn't just say thank you and receive, it is going to feel weird and it might feel a bit funky and it might feel a bit awkward. But over time, as you allow yourself to receive more, it's going to get easier, it's going to feel easier. And then you're just going to default into saying thank you instead of are you sure or I don't mind or whatever the story is there. So I do normally find with women, it is harder to receive. Now, that's not exclusive just to women. Of course, men and everyone else, you know, of course, struggle with that as well. But I do find women primarily struggle with receiving the most, just because we're by nature very giving people. We're a lot of us are caregivers to a lot of people in our life. And a lot of the time we don't prioritize self-care. And again, men and everyone else 100% have this as well. And receiving is actually part of the divine feminine energy. So the divine feminine energy and the divine masculine energy, we all have both of these energies within ourselves. And the divine feminine energy represents receiving. It represents inward journey, inner work, receiving, in like healing. It very much is the receiving energy. Whereas the divine masculine energy is very much the giver, the provider, the executing the goals, manifestation, outward summer energy, the yang energy. Whereas the feminine is the yin, winter, dark inner energy. So the feminine energy is what we need to work on when we're working on our relationship with receiving, because it may be that your divine feminine energy is feeling out of balance, and that is why you are giving and providing and more in that masculine energy than more in your feminine. And I was definitely this person. I was definitely someone who would sit more comfortably in their masculine energy than in their feminine. And along my receiving journey, it was definitely an unpacking around my divine feminine blocks and balancing that and learning to divinely receive. So nowadays, my relationship with receiving looks so freaking different. I receive with ease. I gladly receive. I don't like counteract when I'm receiving. I'm just like, thank you, that would be wonderful. I let my partner do things for me. I, you know, let the people around me do things. And now when I receive, you know, gifts and presents at Christmas or birthdays, I feel so different. I love it. I enjoy it. And it feels so much different. So what contributes to blocks around receiving, I hear you ask? So I see it as quite a few different areas. Now, trust is absolutely one of them. Self-worth is definitely another one. Do you feel worthy and deserving of support? And a great question I really reflected on recently as I was actually creating the content for the membership in April was, do you even want to be supported? And this really sat with me, like hit me hard, because I thought, God, if I'd asked myself that in that early stages of my receiving journey and working on that, I honestly probably would have said no, like I don't even want that support. So why would the universe bring, you know, my loved ones and people around me and, you know, support and work if I wasn't even an energetic match for that? And I wasn't actually the energetic vibration and match for welcoming in support and being in that balanced feminine energy of receiving support, love, abundance, all of it. So you have to be honest with yourself here and look at all these different areas and say, right, where am I feeling most drawn to go? So we'll start with trust. Do you trust that the universe will support you? Do you trust yourself? And I've done a massive episode on trust here on this podcast and on my YouTube and everywhere else before. So go and listen to that trust episode, because I break this down and tips and tools in there so much more tangibly for you. And obviously I can give more energy, because trust is like a whole.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Oh my gosh, topic in itself. And yes, we have done trust in the membership as well. So with trust, you start off with, do I trust myself? Do I trust my body? Do I trust the universe to support me and to provide these creative solutions, these miracles, this abundance, this support? And my answer was no, I did not trust that at all, because I'd had experiences in my life throughout my childhood where trust had been broken. So of course I was going to be that hyper independent person who would do everything for themselves, be a manifestor, sit more in her divine masculine energy and make shit happen. Receiving was like a foreign freaking language to myself. And, you know, working on my relationship with trust and acknowledging that that was where my receiving blocks were, was huge, alongside the divine feminine blocks and alongside self-worth as well. So as I said, I'm an ex-people pleaser as well. So you had to think that when you are a people pleaser as well, you are going to want to be like, oh my gosh, no, I wouldn't want to upset anybody and I wouldn't want to take from anybody. So I'm going to give, 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 give. So if you are a people pleaser, you can guarantee your relationship with the receiving may not be the most healthiest or balanced as well. And then you have the self-worth aspect and kind of point to it, where if you don't believe you are worthy and deserving of having that support, having that money, having that help, having that free coffee, then of course you're going to instantly reject it, block it, not be a vibrational match for it, and the cycle continues. So you might be a mix of all those things I've mentioned. You might resonate with one of those areas a little bit more than the others. So I invite you to dive into where you feel called to go with this. And of course, my book, Hurt, Healing, Healed, would be the book to get in terms of helping you with this. Hurt, Healing, Healed is a guide to release limiting beliefs, fears, and blocks to supercharge your manifestation. So it's all about the inner work, very much divine feminine work. I talk about trust, I talk about receiving, I talk about all of these themes in there and self-worth. So if you are wanting to work on any of those, that book would be the book to help you do just that. So now we've spoken about the blocks and how we can limit our receiving. How do we practically start to open up to receiving? And I guess, like, why is this even important to manifestation? And I want to dive into that first, that kind of aspect, because ultimately, as I said, you know, I was seeing results. If you have a block around receiving, you are still going to manifest. We are always manifesting. If you have any kind of block, limiting belief or fear, you are still going to manifest to some degree, because you are always manifesting. And there'll be more resistance and less resistance with different areas of your life and different beliefs and, you know, like different manifestations. So you will still be seeing results. You're not going to be fully blocked, but you might actually be listening to this feeling fully blocked, of course. So in manifestation, that fifth step of receiving, if I really break it down for you, is the first step is tapping into the energy of receiving, relaxing into receiving. If we think about it, from the first step of ask, the second step of believe, and the third step of trust, you are taking action. You're very much in that masculine energy, taking action and meeting the universe halfway. And then from your fourth step of letting go and receiving, that's then you taking that foot off the gas pedal, taking a step back, allowing yourself to be met, and really relaxing into the receiving process. You're not doing in letting go and surrendering, you are aligning. You're not taking action in the receiving step, you are aligning and receiving, because you are the energetic embodiment of the manifestation that you want to manifest. So you are literally in that receiving zone, like, I'm here, baby, give me that manifestation to the universe. And the universe is like, wow, she is that vibrational match. Here you go. So you can see that the energy of those two steps is not about action. It's not about pushing. It's not anything to do with the masculine energy, really, although of course it's still there because it's manifestation. It's more so around opening up to receive, surrendering, letting go, trusting that your desire is going to be met, trusting that you can manifest this. And that's why that trust step at the third step is so important, because you're going to have that embodied trust by hitting step four of letting go and then into step five. So really the first step of receiving is receiving, opening up, tapping into that energy of receiving. And how do you get into that energy of receiving? By allowing yourself to receive, by allowing yourself to receive that free coffee, by allowing yourself to receive help and support around the house or in whatever area of your life. You are going to be in the energetic vibration and vortex of receiving. You are going to be receiving. So of course, you're going to receive abundance in your desires because you're receiving on a daily basis. So actually receiving should be something we cultivate every day. It should be something we cultivate every week. It's not something we should just, you know, say, right, am I in the receiving step? Yes, I am. Okay, I've let go. So I should automatically focus on receiving. No, we should be receiving every single day. We should be receiving every single week, every single month, every single year, because the more you tap into that energy of being in that receiver mode, you are going to receive more abundance. Like attracts like. When you are in the energy of receiving, guess what you're going to receive more of? Opportunities to receive and new abundance. And of course, your desires. So I would argue that we need to be receiving regularly to, you know, receive abundance regularly. It's like, you know, I always say, you know, if you want to manifest regularly, you need to set intentions regularly. Well, if you want to receive regularly, you need to be receiving in all areas of your life regularly. So start off small. Start off with that one action that you can take this week to allow yourself to receive more. Set the intention with the universe, with yourself. Give yourself permission to receive more this week. And then see what shows up for you. See what opportunities show up for you. And instead of fighting it, stop yourself and say, this is my opportunity to receive. In this moment, I'm going to wholeheartedly receive this abundance to show the universe I can receive abundance. I openly receive abundance and I want to receive abundance. That is the key here. You want to receive abundance. So by becoming a better receiver, you are then showing the universe, okay, I do want to receive more abundance. I do want to receive more of my desires. I am open to receiving. And I, most importantly, can receive with ease. So of course, there's the mindset side of things around trust, self-worth, people-pleasing, like I mentioned earlier. But essentially, it's around action as well. And I know that sounds counterintuitive because action is quite a masculine thing to do. But you do need to put yourself in the field of opportunity and possibility with receiving. So you do, ironically, need to kind of meet the universe halfway with manifesting receiving by being in that field of opportunity and possibility. So how that happens is when those opportunities arise, you're saying yes instead of giving like weird no, yes, no energy. And then you're going to see more consistent results with that. And every time you do say yes, it will become easier. It will feel less forced. It will feel less kind of icky and, you know, forced from yourself. So there is obviously kind of that lived experience aspect to it, where the more you receive and the more you allow yourself to receive and the more you open up and give the universe permission to support you through all areas of your life, those opportunities will arise and you will say yes and it will get easier. And then alongside the mindset work, that will really help to amplify this process and become the energetic frequency and manifestation of being a receiver, because obviously the action is very action orientated and helps with the subconscious mind to start rewiring that. But ultimately, we still need to be the energetic vibration of a receiver. So I want you to tune in, grab your journal, grab a notebook, and I really want you to think about, like, obviously journal down a lot of the questions I've given you today in this episode around receiving and what your relationship is like with receiving, but I want you to define what it means to be a receiver. So to you, what does being the queen of receiving look like to you? Does that look like that you see more regular abundance? Does that look like you see your one manifestation you really want more than anything manifesting into your life? Does that look like that more opportunities and more abundance flow to you regularly because you're opened up to receiving? Does it actually just look like that you feel peace? Because when you are receiving, you feel peace because you're not resisting anything, you're balancing your divine masculine and feminine. Being the queen of receiving can mean multiple things to different people. So that's why I want you to tap in and tune into what that looks like for you so that you can really focus on that specifically and really open up to the opportunities around those areas that are the most important to you. And then the second step of receiving is absolutely celebrating, expressing gratitude, and getting excited because your manifestation is here. So I don't want to take away from that part, but ultimately you have to be in the receiving energy to be in that second part of receiving. You have to be in the first part of the receiving step to bloomin' manifest your desire and receive it. So there's no point focusing on the after effect when we're not even there yet. We're not even in that space. So receiving is so important, because how can you manifest your desires if you're not receiving? How can you be that energetic match to your desire and manifest that incredible abundance into your life if you are not regularly receiving, if you are not opening up and giving yourself permission to be that ultimate receiver? Now, the manifestation journey will obviously require different energies from us at different times. Like I said, the first three steps, you will be more than that masculine energy. You're going to be asking, you're going to be taking action, you're going to be mindset focused, and you're going to be working on that trust and taking aligned and inspired action to put yourself in the field of opportunity and possibility. Whereas those last two steps of letting go and receive are more feminine based energies. You're going to be tapping in more into that receiving, taking a step back. Now you're at that 50% co-creation mark with the universe to allow yourself to receive. So see where you are on that five-step process. See where you are and note down, am I in the receiving? Am I actually struggling to receive? Now, you could be in the second step of believe, the third step of trust, and still work on your relationship to receiving, because ultimately, the more you tap into receiving regularly and create that healthy, abundant, regular relationship with it, when you do get to the letting go of stage of your desire and you're naturally tapping into that fifth step of receiving, you're going to be already there. You're going to be already there, open and energetically open to receiving. And honestly, I cannot even begin to tell you the world of difference this made to my manifestations. Now, when I manifest, oh my God, it feels so much easier. I just wish I could shake my four years ago self and be like, Emma, just freaking receive. And I do think that I just made life so much harder for myself in so many different ways by not allowing myself to receive the things I truly deserve, the things I truly wanted. So I talk about a lot of blocks along the manifestation journey, but actually receiving can be probably it can actually be one of the most biggest blocks out there. But a lot of people don't necessarily think it is a block or really think about it, because the receiving step is so often taught in this very linear kind of like black and white kind of focus of your desire is here, game over. Like, you know, that's it, you've done it. Whereas actually receiving is an art. Receiving is a language. Receiving is an energy. And to be a receiver, like you have to tap into that energy to be a manifester, to receive your desires. You can't not receive, otherwise, you know, you're not even following the five-step process. So I want to challenge you to become a more aligned receiver, to become the queen of receiving, and to open up your invitation this week to give yourself permission to receive. Like, just do a test with this. Like, we're not like building Rome in a day here. Like, do a test. Just this week, set an intention, say to the universe, universe, I'm open to receiving more. Or universe, I would like to receive more this week. Or universe, I want to work on my relationship with receiving. Please give me abundant opportunities to do this with. Something like that. And then you'll see these opportunities come in. And like I said, stop yourself before you wreck yourself in terms of being like, oh, are you sure? Oh, you don't have to. No, we want none of that. None of that language. We want to stop and we want to just fully in that moment, wholeheartedly receive, like whole bodily receive, whole energetically receive, and just say to the universe, I am an ultimate receiver. I am here to receive. I am here to be supported. I trust you. I trust myself. I trust the process. And I am here to receive this with open arms. And keep reminding yourself as well, because the body plays a big part in our receiving and trust relationship as well. Of, it is safe for me to receive this. Like, that was a big one for me to repeat, actually, of like, it is safe for me to receive this help. It is safe for me to receive this support. It is safe for me to receive this money. It is safe for me to receive this free coffee. Does it feel safe to you in your body to receive? That is another great question to dive into, because if it doesn't, there's some work. There's where you can go into, you know, dive into that and go deeper with this. So as I said, our theme for April in the manifestation membership literally is receiving. So I'm going to be talking about this and so much more. I'm going to be giving you all the tips and tools to work on your relationship with receiving, self-worth, people-pleasing, trust, and the art of receiving. How can we tap into the energies of receiving? So if you've enjoyed today's episode and it's hit home for you and you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I need this, then come and join us in the manifestation membership. I'll put the link below. The doors officially open from the 1st to the 14th of April. But because I love you all so much, I'm going to give you an exclusive link that gives you the doors open a week early, because why not? We're here for that. And today, before I forget as well, over on my Instagram, I launched a fun little competition that we do only once a year. So it's that time of year again, where for the next week, so go over and enter this. I'll pop the link in the description below. If you give this podcast a 5-star review on the platform that you listen to it on, so Apple, Spotify, whatever it is, and send my team your screenshot of your review to info@emmamumford.co.uk, all the instructions are on the Instagram post, so don't panic about remembering any of this. You can win a whole year in the manifestation membership for free. One lucky person will win a whole year in the manifestation membership. And we've done this for about, I think it's the last 3 or 4 years. And it's so amazing to see and get that feedback from the people who have won this after the year of how much that one competition they entered changed their life forever with the incredible work that we do in the manifestation membership. So go over and enter that competition. You've got a week to do so, and we'll be announcing the winner in 7 days' time. So good luck to everybody. I hope it is you. Get your manifesting pants on. And if you want to just skip the queue and get into the membership straight away and dive into this great work, then you can do so straight away. March's theme is gratitude, so you can tap into that and pick up with us for the last week of the month, and then hit all the new content running from the 1st when our receiving content launches. So I hope today's episode has cleared up some receiving confusion and really helped you to break down that last step of receiving in more depth and give you the clarity you need around your relationship with receiving. I promise you, this will be the best work that you can do on yourself, is to allow yourself to receive more. And the magic and transformation and the abundance that will flow to you as a result, you can thank me later. You just do this work. You will not regret it. You have everything to gain from this and nothing to lose from opening up to receiving, reminding yourself that it is safe to trust, it is safe to receive, and safe to hold the abundance in your life as well. Receiving is so much fun when you relax into it, and it is about relaxing into it, but also de-armoring yourself around receiving and knowing that it is safe to receive. You are worthy to receive because you are so worthy of all the abundance, love, miracles, magic, and abundance in this universe. So open up to receiving, work on this, and let me know how your relationship with receiving transforms and what manifests for you as a result. I would love to hear. So thank you so much, gorgeous souls, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a fantastic week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.